Thanks for joining me, Bobby. When I come here alone, they stick me at the table behind the big screen TV.
Can I get you anything else? Some dessert?
More wings. At least if you're feeling full, you're feeling something.
I always thought you drank and ate for fun.
No, don't feel sorry for me. Being alone's not all bad. You don't have to dress to impress. That frees up a lot of time, which I fill with sleeping, because being awake is too depressing. But as a single guy yourself...
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I am not single. I'm available.
Available. Whatever gets you through the day.
Oh, really? You should have seen me at school today. I got so many flowers, I gave myself a nickname. Bobby Flowers.
I got flowers from a woman once. Turns out she was having one of those contests with her friends to see who could bring the most pathetic guy to a party. They called it a pig dance. We won.
That was going to be the intro today, but yesterday Will went out and did something. Did a little bad something, and now I...
What did I do?
Well, you'll find out. Here's the new intro.
You didn't get the email? What?
Oh, he's left out of the loop when it comes to show outline emails.
Oh, that's so mean.
My computer also no longer works, but what happened?
Oh, we'll get to that in a bit. We'll get to whatever porn you look at.
It wasn't even that. I just turned it on today. It's like, bloop.
All right.
Black screen.
Well, here's today's intro.
Sad pewter.
I'm driving the hell out of this truck, aren't I, Dad?
You sure are, son. You sure are.
Break!
Not recognizing this well?
Oh, that's very funny.
Oh, no. I hit a deer with your truck.
Oh, I'm glad my misery is so entertaining.
Oh, welcome to the show, killer.
Oh, jeez.
How big a buck was it? Did you get a point measurement? I think
no.
That's what the hillbillies do.
That was the only enjoyment I got out of it was seeing that effing thing just fly like a beach ball you punted.
Oh, yeah. Will hit a deer yesterday. We'll be getting to that
Thursday.
In a second.
Well, technically yesterday.
There you go.
It was the wee hours of the morning.
Really? It was pitch black when you killed it?
It was right after I left your house.
I did not realize that.
Yeah. I hit it on my way home.
All right. Well, you're listening to the final episode of Papa's Basement of the season. Because we have Christmas next week and we have New Year's of the day the week after. So we're screwed. I guess if we come in and... record something on the side, but we all know that's not going to happen. Let's keep it real here. So I want to welcome for one last time in 2010, one Will Papagiorgio.
Yo.
And one Kate.
Whatever your name is.
Yeah.
Kate the Knitter.
Kate Myers.
Girl.
Yeah,
I signed
girl.
Her in.
You did?
Holder.
Yes.
All right. Well,
so I remember her
he did.
Name.
He spelled both of my names wrong, but I appreciate the effort. Oh. It's all right. It's cool.
She's Kate. As I love to say, she's Kate with a C.
Okay. How do you spell Myers?
M-E-I?
M-E-Y. What did I put?
You skipped the first E. M-Y.
That's just because I'm retarded. I know how to spell Myers.
Yeah,
I really
put
M-Y-E-R-S.
M-Y-E-R. Yeah, and that's totally... I mean, some people will spell it that way.
No, that's just from lack of sleep.
That's
from sleep with one E.
Sorry you slept so poorly. Yeah, you can listen. Well, I'd say you can listen to the show live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR, but that'd be a lie, wouldn't it? You can't listen to us for a couple weeks. Station's closed. It's not even us being lazy.
Next week is just going to be that image of the burning log
yeah,
on the public access channel.
It's just crackling.
Over the internet, it's just going to be the crackling sound.
It'll just be the Yule log.
Is this static or Yule log?
Yeah, show website in papasbasement.com. Check that out. I will be updating that for the most part, taking off probably Christmas Eve, something like that. Whenever you guys aren't at work and I don't get any web traffic, so I don't care. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. Like us on Facebook at Papa's Basement. And I think we got it in before Lemmy finished his piece. Look at us. Very, very professional.
Now he's just padding to reach the end of the song.
Shut up. As I pot it down, hit stop and bring it back up. Like magic. So, Will, De Niro the Deer Hunter over here.
Oh, jeez.
Last night, you were at the house. You were at Ponderosa Papagiorgio. And I waltz in, and Maria, mother, is making a big deal.
Of course.
Of course, she's panicking. You're fine. I mean, you've got, like, a shaven head, so we'd be able to see any head trauma whatsoever.
And the head trauma that is there isn't inflicted by the deer.
Exactly. you looked fine, and yet she was, I won't say crying or anything, but definitely worked up. Because you, in your brand new Honda Civic, had killed a deer.
I don't even think I killed it. It wasn't there.
Tell me how it went down, Will. Tell me.
All right, I was just driving home. It had snowed. The street I was on hadn't been plowed. Not that it was that much snow. It was, what, like 2 inches maybe?
Yeah, but it's enough because it's so cold. It's enough to mess you up.
It's icy. Your traction's screwed.
I wasn't, like, speeding or anything. Yeah, and it's just...
No, you hear that, insurance? But he wasn't speeding.
Like, I don't know even if the roads are clear. I don't know. My brakes are pretty good.
You're in your development, right?
On the main street, no. Because once you turn, like, into my condo or apartment complex...
And you're in a wooded area.
Yeah, no.
I mean, there must be deer everywhere.
Woods and lakes, yeah. I mean,
they must eat out of your hands like goddamn ducks.
I see them all the time. I mean, I've had to stop for them before. It's just, you know, I was driving. My dumbass ex called me. And, like, again, I'm not going to
Have you been encouraging that lately, by the way?
No.
Your disgusting, horrible ex, the one that I was about to bang and then peed in front of me, turning my dick from an Audi to an innie. Oh, yeah, Kate's never heard this story, has she?
Why would you pee in front of someone?
This is the second time I've ever hung out with this broad, by the way. We're supposed to go for a shower together. We plop in the bathroom, and she cops a squat right in front of me.
That's horrible. There's no reason to do that.
Oh, yeah.
The only worst thing would actually be peeing in the shower.
Oh, God.
That would be the only possible worst thing.
To pull a Slackers?
I do that all the time, never with anyone else.
Well, to quote
Costanza, that's what I'm saying.
Pipes are pipes.
I mean, if I did, it would be as a joke. Like, they're turning around washing their hair, and I'm just, like, peeing on their back.
That's a great
I
joke,
I love your
Will.
Sense of humor.
It's an effing shower. Who cares?
Wow.
I don't think I've ever peed on anybody.
Too bad I'm not
No,
single.
Neither have I. I'm just saying, like...
You're saying the option's there.
If you're, like, dating someone...
If a couple lines have bombed...
You've never, like, dumped cold water on someone when they're... Actually, I haven't. I had it done to
cold
me.
Cold water and hot, like, urine? Or...
By the
no,
same
No, we're not
chick.
All D-bags.
I don't know. Cause
do
even
that to somebody?
The chick I'm seeing now, I think she said, like, either she did it with her ex-husband or he did it to her or something.
Her what yeah, husband again?
Ex.
So she did this while she was married and now
no,
he's a
no,
what husband?
No, 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 not her. Allison.
Yeah, I know. Allison.
Yeah, what about her?
I'm saying she did this while married, but the man she was married to is now a what husband?
Ex.
Exactly. Exactly. Draw your own conclusions. But yeah, just to finish up with Piggly Wiggly, not only does she pee in front of me, then she lies down and says, before we have sex, make love to me. And I say, well what do you mean by that? I go, sure, because I'm like, screw it, I'll still maybe get laid here. Why not? And she says, make love to me with your mouth, and then grabs the back of my head.
Whoa.
Like a guy forcing the issue on prom night. At which point, I roll over. I've never done this in my life. And I say, I'm kind of tired. Let's just call it a night. And then she grabs my cell phone and my laptop and walks downstairs. And it was a whole great production. Drained
wow.
the batteries on them. And yeah,
That's
it was lovely.
Cool.
So that horrible woman called and caused you to total your car?
No, I'm not going to blame it on her. I mean, I was on the phone, and, like, maybe if I had both hands, I could have done something better. But, you know, she might have saved me from doing something worse, because apparently it's like if you swerve and then say you hit a sign or an embankment or something, then it's your fault. And then you get ticketed because you damage state property and all that ass.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh,
so it's like if you hit a deer, it's act of God. If you swerve and hit, like, the railing or something, or...
It's act of will.
Yeah, it's like you failed to control your
Wait,
vehicle.
Wait, those are the same things. What?
So, yeah, anyway, these two deer, I guess they're about to get their hump on. Like, one chasing the other.
Okay, so it's two
little
in
reindeer
a row.
Games.
Yeah.
Did one have, like, the big antlers so you could tell he was deer?
I couldn't even tell at that point. I mean, they just
big,
literally...
Big, hard, furry deer wiener?
You know, usually you can see them up ahead. And, like, you can
I've never hit a deer. I've totaled 3 cars, so I'm still going to give you the nod as the better driver in the family. I've hit Asian families. I've never hit deer. They always just chill out on the side. I rarely see them kind of in the middle of the road. You always just look up and you shine your lights.
No, these two were galloping like effing Bambi.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, like man was coming for them.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess looking all the stuff up online, I mean, it's mating season. So, yeah, honestly, they're probably about to, like...
Deer are not very smart, so I think that's the only reason we need for the for why they just dashed out into the street.
And I think the snow has something to do with it. They're cold and probably just want to get... No, I mean...
I'll level with you.
Let's
I don't
just
find
kill them all, man.
Elegant or anything. They've got, like, that lime tick on them. And one time, I was bored, and I saw a couple in the woods after I'd been drinking all day watching football and driving afterward. What? And I got out of my car and just, like, tried to walk toward it, and it got all, like, rolling its teeth like a dog almost and was about to charge me. I'm like, what the hell?
Doesn't it always run?
No. Oh, this one wanted to tangle.
God, like, I thought as soon as they see you, they always freeze and give you that stupid deer in the headlights look.
No. This did the head lower and everything. I was about to get effed up, man.
Just start stomping his paw in the dirt.
Yeah. Did the Toro. No, it was completely confrontational about it. I just wanted, you know, I was loaded. I just wanted to...
Why didn't you throw your bottle at it?
I wasn't drinking while in the car. I'm not a degenerate.
I thought you said you were in the woods.
I was in the woods, and I was driving home from Rich's. I've been drinking from, like, 1 p.m. until, like, 11:30.
Well, to me, in the woods means you're, like, in the woods.
Why would I... am I 12 still? Why would I ever be in the woods on foot? Am I walking home from Rocky Run Middle School?
Smoking weed.
Having a cigarette?
Exactly. Smoking cigarettes and not inhaling.
Yeah, exactly.
And putting them out anytime an adult jogs by like 500 feet away.
And you're not clutching it between your index and middle either. You've got the thumb and index grip almost like you're trying to jack a gerbil or something like that.
That's the white trash grip. That's how you're supposed to do it.
That's European.
No, Europeans between index and middle.
Really?
That's the French
this is European.
That's the gay way. No, that's,
live long and prosper.
That's the ghetto way. Just like line up all your fingers and your thumb.
Pulling a new part.
Yeah, as like the...
You can only smoke menthols that way.
As the paper recedes, you peel one finger back at a time.
That was my kid grip. like doing the okay, but holding a cigarette in the O.
No, that's the... I don't know. To me, I thought that was the cool way.
See, yeah, I thought that was the European or marijuana user's way.
No, the European to me is that you put it between index and middle, and then you cover like your whole... face with your hand.
Yeah, well, that's what. So instead of at the tips, you're saying like you put it like right in the crux there.
Yeah, and then you hold your wine glass the same way between middle and ring.
Because we don't have opposable thumbs, and we must grip things between our fingers in the scissor grip.
Like effing Spock. Yeah.
Did you come around, by the way, and call your insurance? I know last night.
Yeah, last night.
Okay.
I tried to talk to you guys.
I took a he comes in, he's like, maybe I'm going to pay for this. Hold on, let me do the proper Will impression. Hold on, let me stuff some extra testicles in my sack. Maybe I'm going to pay for this out of pocket. And I look at Will's car as I leave. The hood is crumpled up. Your radiator looks all caved in. The bumper's jacked.
I hope the radiator isn't effed up.
Well, it doesn't matter. You're announcing it to insurance now, and you only have to pay your $500 deductible.
Only.
Okay.
I'm so glad it's $500 and not zero.
Yeah, exactly. Just flew out of your pocket. How goddamn great this country is.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that, man. It sucks losing the money, period. Like, you were probably... Okay, you weren't driving to work. Have you ever had that happen? Where you drive to work and get, like, the $500 ticket for a $100 job? And you're like, this was awesome.
I mean, I've been ticketed while working. I'm sure in the end wiped out what I made for that day or something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one time I drove to do a job for about 180 at night, and I got a reckless on the way back, which with the lawyer ran me about $1,200.
That's what we call negative.
Yeah. Good math there. 200 minus 1,200.
You're in the red.
Yeah.
Not in the black on that one.
So you're okay.
I don't even care. And then, like, I was still on the phone with Tina. She's like, yeah, are you okay? And then she's like, is the deer okay? I'm like, I don't give an F about the effing deer.
I hit a deer with your truck.
That's what it sounded like.
You were preparing all night for this, aren't you?
I might have cut a couple
off. Oh, no. I hit a deer with your truck.
I was like, I hope that deer is suffering and bleeding out like a stuck pig.
Oh, yeah, you want it to crap out his entrails like a zombie.
And
movie.
I hope it was the mama deer and, like, its children will now starve
its
to death.
Its entire line has been scoured from the earth for
that,
trifling with you.
For $500 and probably more in the end, like, I better at least get that.
Yeah, God, is the deer okay? Oh, my God, really?
Some people care about living creatures.
I do, too, but not if they F up my car.
It's not like the deer did it on purpose, Will.
But still, it
not
did
like
it.
Not like I'm gonna.
It did it on
purpose. As you almost did as we both pulled into the station.
I totally stopped you at the right away, and you were using your blinker, which keeps me from being mad at you. That's all I wanted was the blinker.
Let me hear this story. You guys both come in at like 2:59:30.
Well, there was no reason it should take me an F and a half hour to get here. I live 4 miles away, and I got on 495, and that was a mistake. I got on the highway, and that was the total mistake.
Oh, my God.
Right,
you guys
there.
Strut in.
People
like
know the Beltway.
Like I'm teaching high school English in here. Like, oh, did I beat the bell?
The third tardy bell.
Yeah. Friggin'
Will's
ass
setting
hat.
A bad example for me.
So what goes on? Because I call Will at like 2:59 in a panic. Like, where are you?
I was in the parking lot.
I'm with Kate, and I almost hit her or something to that effect. And you started chuckling.
Almost hit her. But
I want to just be like, you bastards.
Wasn't close
at all.
I didn't recognize who she was like after the fact. Because I was like, oh, black golf or whatever it is.
Yeah,
like,
it's
golf.
Just, yeah. I'm just in a car.
And like turning in, but anyway, so the last turn you make to go to the access road, it just takes you off into the badlands, into this radio station,
the industrial area.
It, like the street you have to take to get to this radio station looks like when you're watching a cartoon, like The Simpsons or something, and they just go off the road. And they're like, I know, a shortcut.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're driving
it's
to
a cornfield.
Like, trees. Yeah. So that's what it looks like when you go to this station. But the last turn you make off of Civilized Road, it's, you know, I was making a right, Kate was making a left.
We're coming from opposite directions, and there's a stoplight, and I'm waiting, like, the stoplight turns
yellow,
so I'm getting ready to make a left.
And there's no turn
the
on
yellow.
Red.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, gunning it to try to make the yellow.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then
yeah.
She's trying to make a left, she's pulled, you know, like, way past the point of no return.
Yeah.
So, you know, no matter what this person's going, like, even if it's
even
5 seconds after it turns red. Because they have nowhere else to go.
Yep.
But, you know, I sort of break. I mean, I break before I turn.
Yeah.
So I don't, like, do the effing Dukes of Hazzard or something.
Yeah, what he did was totally cool. Because I see him coming, and he's going kind of fast. And what I didn't realize is that the entrance was so much further away from you than I thought it was. Because I wasn't really looking at where the road was.
Right.
So you're, like, speeding. I'm like, is he going to go straight? Like, that's really weird. And then your blinker was on. But you had your blinker on. I was like, well, he can go right. I didn't know it was no right
or
red,
know.
But that doesn't matter.
I thought you were going to pull the a-hole move of,
and
like...
And pull in front of you? Oh, no.
Yeah, because it's
like,
oh, you're making a right. You can go once it turns red. I'm making a left, and I'm already in the middle of the intersection. So
there was a car coming towards me. I'm not going
to
pull in front of you.
Dude, some people do that.
I know why you would expect that.
This mother effer is going to do it. No.
All right,
and then you saw it was me, and I waited, and everybody's happy now.
How adorable. Story to tell your kids. Kate, by the way.
Yeah.
I owe you an apology about Kilt Man.
Yeah.
Your boyfriend.
He's not my boyfriend.
Your
I'm
boyfriend Kilt, who's since...
He's cute, though.
Yeah, he's deposed pants.
No, not really. He's not my boyfriend.
Okay.
I still have a wonderful boyfriend who made French toast this morning.
You have the word Kilt tattooed on your forearm.
No, I don't.
In prison ink.
Okay.
You shoved a guitar string into a Bix ink
and did
that work.
That's exactly what I did.
I was at the Soundry the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually there with a friend who's a fan of the show, and she was in town.
What?
I know. How insane is that?
Is that just your imaginary friend, John?
Yeah. Bear with it. I don't want it to sound so lame. No, I was showing her the actual digs, like, here.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, she wanted to
the
Papa's
lavish
basement
studio.
Tour.
A little
like
bit.
You know the Seinfeld
the
tour they have in New York.
Yeah.
Like showing Monk's restaurant, all the places that are mentioned.
It's exactly how it went down. No, she was in
show me the Soundry.
She was in DC, and I was like, well, there's not much I can think. Like, I'll eat food because I love eating, and I knew she smoked cigarettes, so we bought a pack of cigarettes and sat around and smoked.
Cigarettes
those.
Are DC.
Cigarettes are an end unto themselves. So after a while, I'm like, screw it. You want to see the station? So I take her here.
And you bang her.
Yeah, we did it on with the camera taping.
Pull the old JFK.
Oh, God. No, JFK. Don't even start me on what I found at JFK the other day.
Was it a prophylactic?
It was a flash drive from one of the overnight guys, rife with weird, weird porn.
Well, and you got to get into that.
And an application for Section 8 housing.
Oh, so a clear winner at life.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we'll get to it in a second.
All right.
But I'm like, okay, take her to the station. What's really close by? Well, the Soundry. And that episode hadn't even been put online yet. We had cut it like the day before. So I'm like, hey, you're going to be hearing a lot about the Soundry tomorrow. So let's check that out. And we go there and we get our tea. And sure enough, kilt, not in a kilt, in pants this day.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's good to know he shows some variety.
A little too cold.
Yeah.
Might catch the flu up his ass.
So kilt's there. And kilt, when he's not under the fluorescent lights on the killing floors of the back of the
Soundry. Yeah, aren't those lights really amenable to doing artwork in?
Oh my.
What was that
like,
word?
Seriously, I wouldn't dissect a body under those lights. They're disgusting. They're so bright. He looked so washed out under those. I love how I'm talking
did.
About his skin tone. Like, they didn't do him justice, those lights. They washed out his bright blue eyes.
2 more inches on that kilt and his legs would look so much better. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. So I see kilt there. And I'm like, son of a bitch, when you're not dressed like half a fruit, you're not a bad-looking dude, you know? I didn't want to say anything, because what can
John
you say?
John likes his men manly.
Yeah, exactly. I need to push him up a little bit before
I think you should have gone right up to his face and said that.
Really?
Yeah, who the F are you? And then you could have turned him on to this show. You'd be like, well, I think you might want to have a listen to this.
Yeah. Ah, that wouldn't work.
So, John, you're in love with a Daniel Radcliffe-y looking boy.
Well, he had some stubble, so he didn't look so prepubescent either. Like you said, I enjoy a manly man here. So out of
his
kilt.
You're into bear-on-bear action. All right.
Yeah. Get my chin a little stubbled up, you know. Not a bad-looking guy, though. I owe you an apology. I really ragged on you like you were saying you wanted to bang Rich Killiam. And
oh, you gotta play that soundbite for Rich.
Hey.
That's like the heartiest laugh I've ever heard her admit.
No, that was just so freaking random.
It's like someone imitating a king's laugh.
De Niro's laugh in Cape Fear.
No, it's just because it was so random. Who to pick? You didn't pick like someone truly, absolutely atrocious, like Quasimodo or something.
No, just
Rich.
Frail. Frail.
God.
I'm glad that tickled you so. Wow. So just to make sure, you spell your name with a C and not a K so Rich can get it right in his suicide note.
Rich already knows how to spell my name.
All right.
We chat a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it accompanied by that laughter?
More than I chat with you.
Are there a lot of LOLs in your tweets to him?
I LOL a lot. I lulls a lot, too.
You L-U-L-Z. At him.
I lulls.
But yeah, you know what? Not a bad-looking guy. So, Kate, apologies to you.
Yeah, well, I know boys better than you do.
Little bit.
I know women better than you do, too.
Little bit. And what's this, by the way, about you talking to Rich?
I talk to Rich.
Like a lot?
Not a lot, but I chat with him more than I chat with you.
We talk sometimes.
Not really.
That's true. Well, we get it all done on the show.
It's... Rich probably actually knows what's going on in my life right now.
I just know you do work and you sex pants and eat the food he cooks and...
You just know what you want to know. Yeah.
You get your dirty feet all over your Wii board.
I started a company. I'm taking a new job next month.
What?
And see, these are the things that are actually going on in my life. I have a show tonight.
Wow.
I do things.
Notice as she peruses her lead sheets for the songs.
Yeah, I'm actually putting these in order for tonight.
Scrapping together a set list. What are you looking at? What's going on in the hallway?
It looks like the Kazakhstan happy hour outside. Something a little off. They can hear the audio of everything. Why am I saying this? There was a cute brunette in their mix that I saw earlier.
Uh-oh.
It's just so
are we
much...
going to put like tinfoil over
I
the
know,
little window?
I know, he's so easily distracted. Just... Any female walks by and immediately the show just pew.
There's like all this tall, hot brunette tail that walks around the station.
I love how you see like all these attractive women walking by
like a
every
sailor
week.
At sea.
God, like every time I come in here, it's like Walmart in Appalachia. It's just the ugliest.
It's only one. It's only one, man. It's a sexy needle in the haystack. The rest is disgusting. It does look like the DMV otherwise.
Or Costco.
Yeah. And Costco on a Saturday.
Why do so many unattractive people shop for bargains?
Because ugly people don't have money.
Or
they
would have better jobs if they look better.
Smart.
We have no other joy in life.
Seriously, like anytime you go to Walmart or Costco.
I'm so happy.
Like I said, it's like going to a freak show without paying for a ticket.
No, the only joy in their life is that 80-cent bag of Oberto beef jerky.
Like finds like. When I want to find other hideous people, I head over to the Walmart.
Oh, God. Like, I went to the Walmart. As bad as the ones here around D.C. are, I went to one in Winchester not too long ago.
Now, on the way to Winchester.
Oh, no. I hit a deer with your truck.
Did that happen?
No, that did not happen.
Okay. Just making sure.
Oh, man.
Tell me about your drive to the Funchester Walmart.
No, not much scared, to say. I mean, just people. hideous.
He had a purty mouth, boy.
Overweight.
What kills me is a friend of mine who, she'll openly admit her dad's really racist and refer to him as like Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino. But then she's like, we need to take a trip to Walmart in Winchester. And I'm like, well, why would we do that? It's Walmart, but Winchester's an hour from where we live. And she goes, because it's great. There's no brown people.
And I'm sure she said brown, right? Or did she?
No, she said brown.
Oh.
She's politically correct in that way.
Politically correct in bashing like four different races.
Yeah, exactly. Just lump them all in. They can't be that offended. I'm like, well,
I'm brown.
I mean, why would I care? Why is that a selling point? I mean, it's just going to be white people I hate there.
Yeah, but not, oh, Jesus. Like, I mean, if you just think of like West Virginia's stereotype.
Yeah.
Because it's basically on the border of West Virginia.
If she sold it like, oh my God, these are the most inbred hicks you've ever seen, I'd be like, all right.
It's almost worth the
drive. I'm only interested in seeing hideous white people.
Yeah.
Not hideous
colored
people.
For a change of pace.
Because this is also a Walmart super center.
But she's selling it.
So this is like.
That's the worst, man.
I mean, this probably draws people from like a 50-mile radius or something.
Oh, the super center down in Blacksburg where I went to college. Like, people would come 2 hours from the mountains in the, like, a Ford 350 with the biggest bed you've ever seen.
And just stock up for the winter.
Oh, my God. Yeah, enough food to hibernate or take on the federal government.
Prepare for Y2K.
Whatever you want.
When you're assembling your militia, you need to get your food at a bargain.
No, I mean, I think that's what was going
got
on
my
here.
Ammo and my uts.
And it was just so sad because you see, like, this one chick, probably, like, a stripper at some West Virginia T-bar, like, down the road.
So, like, good body, bad lid?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's mediocre, but out there, she's probably, like, a 10.5.
Uh-huh.
And just with some, like, sad, beaten-down white dude.
She's the Raquel Welch in her heyday out there.
Well, now I know where to go when I start my second career.
Give you an idea of how
pants
classy
needs a little extra on the side.
This broad was. I want to say she had, like, maybe some kind of dollar sign tattoo.
Did she have, like, M'lady tattooed on one of her breasts?
I don't know. I mean, it was
that level of classy.
Cold, so she was wearing a jacket, but.
Oh, well, she's kind of classy, then.
No, what was funny, it's just, like, you kind of see, like, the pee-whipped, like, white bitch boyfriend or husband. And then, like, later, I see just walking with some, like, 5 to 7-year-old half brown child. It's just like, oh God, like how many stereotypes can you like prove at once?
So she's a stripper looking broad, she had the mixed kid.
Yeah, and then
she had the pee whipped.
Yeah, landed some like mediocre white dude to take care of him.
Oh,
while she
God.
Probably cheats on him.
Oh, that poor cuckolded. Oh my Lord. Like, I wouldn't want to be with anyone who had a kid anyhow. Like, I guess it's fun for smush smush now and again. But you'd never want to raise a
Seriously?
Kid.
Seriously?
Like, really? Wouldn't you, with every dollar you paid into that kid whatsoever, just be like, you're not mine?
Oh, I wouldn't.
No, that's
pay
horrible.
For him at all.
No.
What's horrible? What
you.
We're saying? What?
John. It's horrible.
I'd never settle with a chick who had a kid. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she should be getting child
okay
support.
That's okay for you. And, yeah, she should be getting child support, but I'm just saying that if you
I'm not saying this
meet
kid's
someone
mine.
With a kid and you fall in love with them and you want to be together.
Yeah,
then
I'd never let that happen.
Okay.
I mean, it could be like the love of my lifetime.
Yeah, because then you
well,
gotta like
now we all know why you're lonely.
Yeah. I'd rather have like that $10 a month that kid cost me. Besides, that body never really recovers from the kid. Don't you want a fresh canvas? It's like Will's car. They'll put it together again.
Beggars can't be choosers, honey.
It won't be factory fresh, though. Your car will sell for less. You know why? It's been banged out. And so is she.
I'm trying to think of all the moms I've been with.
But toss on top of that, the kid's like, obviously not yours.
That's the worst. I mean, yeah, I could definitely...
So you would never adopt a child?
God, no.
Why?
Oh, my
Hell
God.
Hell no.
Because you...
Oh. That's the worst of both worlds.
Yeah.
Why? Like,
you're not even First banging the kid's mom?
Well, you have to take care of the kid and, like, I mean, whatever joy you get of loving your own child that's your own creation, you don't even get that.
Yeah,
so you get nothing.
You get the joy of loving a child who is your child because you will raise it as yours, and
that's
just
not
because
your child.
It's not related to you genetically doesn't mean anything.
No, the only way that would happen is just, like, if I was dating someone, or, you know, if someone dies and then they pawn their kid off onto you.
I'll give you one scenario where I'm raising a kid that ain't mine. Elizabeth Hurley has a kid. She just split from her, like, billionaire husband. She grabs half that loot, and she's bringing it to the table with me. Hey, kid, you got a new dad. Meet Papa Papa.
I'm so glad neither of you will ever procreate.
Oh, well,
too late.
Yeah, I mean, we have. We've had people scour the pan after we put some egg on it. But our boys swim. It'll happen.
Yeah, it's kind of
if
you sneak one past the goalie, but then it gets taken away for some sort
exactly.
of disqualification.
Like it was a handball or something like that. That's all that happened.
Why are you guys so hateful?
We're not hateful.
If you're with someone, I really do not like kids.
Even though
you don't
I
like kids,
them.
You don't want kids. That's fine. But
I'm
if
like
you're with
Brad
someone
Cooper
and
hangover.
She wants kids, and you decide later that you want kids, and but you can't have them, and you would never adopt a child. Because it's not yours.
No, get a goddamn dog. At least it does tricks.
I don't know. I can't.
No, I'm not. I'm saying if you honestly wanted kids, which I understand. Neither.
I would
wants
never
kids
want
right
kids
now.
That weren't mine. I would never want
that's
kids
horrible.
That weren't mine. Why?
I can't imagine ever really
because
wanting
what's
kids.
The difference? Well, see, that's fine. I'm with Will on this one. If you don't want kids, you don't want kids.
No, I don't believe in anything. Like you just die, so at least you might as well leave your hateful DNA around to like continue your stuff for another generation. So I want them. But, like, I view it as a eugenics breeding program. Like, I want tall, smart, athletic kids.
You don't want kids that you love and raise. You want,
like,
kids as a selfish...
Yeah, yeah. They'd be, like, all my good qualities, but with a much more attractive
woman. Oh, I'm sorry. So nothing.
Exactly. women always get uptight about this one.
Well, I don't want kids either, but...
You don't?
No, but if I couldn't have children and I decided later in life that I wanted kids because suddenly hormones happen, then I would be okay with adopting one.
Yeah,
that's
cool,
yeah.
Because...
Your pants would split.
I also
get it.
God damn.
Wow, that was bad.
we're getting a call. I'm sure it'll be some woman. Oh, listen to that. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Oh, say something. We might have to take you off because the phone sucks.
It Hello. Does suck.
Okay,
yeah,
what's
it's
up?
Buzzing.
It's Nyx. Nyx,
yes.
Do you have children?
God, no.
Do you want children, Nyxie?
No, because I'm too old at this point to have to want to deal with all the BS that newborns and young children cause, which is headaches and more drinking.
Yeah,
this is kind
BS.
Of scary, though. Aren't you like 30?
31.
You're not too old for anything.
She feels
yeah,
too old.
You're
That's okay.
Listen, I'm not technically, like, age-wise, I'm not too old, but my parents told me something when I was younger that has only been brought to light after all of my friends have started having children now.
Get it out of the way.
You're supposed to have kids when you're young and stupid. Like, at 31, to have to think about the fact that I have to adjust my life for some little, you know, POS that's going to annoy me and throw up and vomit on me and, like, you know, poop on me and everything. No, I'm good. I'm just going to go out and watch the game and have a beer. Thanks.
Yeah.
My old boss told me the same thing. He was probably like 30, like early to mid 30s.
Mom had you at 40, right? Like
yeah.
39,
yeah.
40, somewhere in there. I mean, she was old as all hell, and Dad was 9 years older than that.
Well, some people really want kids, too.
I don't
yeah,
think we
do.
Were
I don't...
Wow. Oh, no.
Judging my treatment.
Me neither.
I think we were.
I like having nieces and nephews better because then I get to spoil them like they're my own children. They think I'm the coolest person in the world, and I get to get them back when I'm done with them and my tolerance of them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't resent them. They have enough of my DNA that they count, but I wouldn't, like, celebrate them. I'd be cool with them. If Will had little bastards, and Will's going to have them first, I think.
No.
Really?
I don't know you think that because I'm, like, nice to women.
Yeah.
Like but I really
and
don't want
kids.
Your
hatred of prophylactics.
No, I mean, if I did, it would be, like, a perfect storm of failures. So I'd have to fail to pull out.
Yeah. You don't fail. Need to pull out. You realize your pipes can leak beforehand,
oh,
right?
I know that. But okay. Just... So far, so good.
Really?
I've had unprotected sex enough times to think, like, that... The only time, you know, I snuck one past the goalie, that was just, I'm not even going to say it on the radio.
Boy,
you can
it looked
guess.
Like a broken water main?
No, it was just, no. It
well, no,
happen.
I don't. I mean, it's not a simple thing to, or it's not a difficult thing to interrupt. You feel it coming. You know, you hear
Well,
that,
I wasn't even trying.
You hear that knock at the door, the pizza delivery boy's there, so.
I thought, you know, she was on birth control, which.
I learned okay.
not to believe
Don't
that.
Okay. And I put on the crown of smartest Papa Giorgio. Someone trusted a girl on birth control.
Yeah.
You never trust a girl on birth control ever because she's 9 times out of 10 lying because she wants to get pregnant.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm sure that was what was happening. So
no.
I don't anymore.
I hit a deer with your truck.
Unless they have a rich
then that
dad.
Happened.
In which case, I'll trust them completely.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Be like, are you sure you're not on it? I thought you said that 3 months ago.
But
yeah.
Anyway, what were we on?
We were talking kid stuff. Nixie, I know you're doing your thing. You had a really good contest on your website. Did you want to plug that? Like you said, you wanted to plug it to me before the show recorded.
Yeah, I did. On our
show prep at work. So tell us about it. She's giving away like $100, which is sick. I don't give away anything
away
on my site.
$100 cash. $100 cold hard cash in whatever currency because apparently. There's people that come to the site that listen to your podcast also that are from, like, England and all over. So $100 in whatever your country's currency is. So I'm really hoping that it's not somebody from England because that is going to
cost. Oh, you'd get murdered. 100 euros? I think that's, like, 400.
No, 100 pounds.
No, they use pounds. And pounds are,
yeah,
like, £1
that's
equals,
right.
like, $2.
Yeah, it's, like, £250.
Oh, I think
you
it's, like,
specify
475
USD.
Yeah, exactly. So
yeah.
62 euros.
Exactly. But, yeah, it's $100. Basically, it's like a creativity contest. I want you to take
We're
the
out.
Website name, theoriginalmixer.com, and then, like, put it on a fun poster or page and then kind of, like, take the poster out and then, like, get it photographed in front of a monument or in, you know, like a situation where you hand it to a bum and you say, like, hold this for me.
I was going to write out Original Mixer on particle board and then use my hog as the eye.
I see
just
that's
lay
creative.
It.
That's
just lay
different.
It out like a sandworm.
If I write it on my
yeah.
boobs, do I automatically win?
Probably.
I can't really say. The people have to vote. Like, we're going to leave it up to the readers of the site to vote.
No, my boobs
probably...
won't win a vote.
Email Peter
yeah.
North and ask
yeah.
him to, like, write it on the side of his wall.
$100,
yeah,
I'm in.
But then the winner gets $100 for the most creative. It'll be voted on by people on the site. And then the winner also gets their picture. The winning picture will be on the t-shirts that I'll be selling at the site, too. And the shirts will be like $10.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad.
I like the
John likes anything where his face is all over it.
Yeah.
You can win money, and you can also win notoriety of being on a t-shirt that will be sold.
It'll just be a picture. My entry is just going to be a picture of my face with this tiny little Nixter.com right under my chin. Just the tiniest, like you can barely,
wait,
like
shaving into your beard. Oh!
like bed bug size. So your t-shirt's just my face.
Wow.
And Papa's Basement and much larger text underneath that.
Shave it into your beard.
Oh, you can't.
Shave it into your A.
That's better.
Oh,
carve not, it into your chest with a penk knife.
Not even the A, but that layer, that like 5 inches of hair pants that goes above the butt cheek. That's right up your belly button line. You could put it in that, no problem. What
You'll
are you doing
like
after the show,
one of those
Will?
Black barber shops.
Yeah, exactly.
Get a fade.
I'll get the high fade, the kid and play hair. And then I'll get that put in my butt.
There you go. I like it. I like where we're headed with that.
Well, Nix, give out your URL again.
It's theoriginalmixer.com. And if you go to the blog section, that's where the contest rules are. Like, if you're going to use children, I really want the parents to consent to the children being used because I don't want to get sued for anything. I don't have money to
what
pay for.
What do you want, like naked children spelling it out, you sick F?
No, but like on my website, I have like a little kid giving the finger. I got the picture from Google. So if somebody's going to put it on Google, like whatever, the world can use it. But I don't want, you know, you photographing like your niece and nephew giving the finger with the poster. And then like I put it up on the site and their parents want to sue me. like for child porn.
I wouldn't let that win. I'm going to rig this like a Chicago election. I'm getting that $100.
Well, you have some listeners that, like I said, follow me, and they're pretty inventive when it comes to that stuff.
I'm gonna spread my cheeks and give you the O in original Nixter.
That is ingenious. That would sell shirts. I don't know why, but it would sell shirts.
Kind of like the ass orgy, Florida license plate, the orange.
Well, and it's a play because the little kid giving the finger, it says I'm an a hole. He holds a sign that says I'm an a hole. So you can totally win it.
I'll draw the R on the hemorrhoids. We're in business. Original Nixter. All right. Yes. Well, yeah, it is on. You go to originalnixter.com, and it's you hit in the upper left the blog section. I love your site, but it is a goddamn Easter egg hunt to figure out where to go on that thing. I swear.
It's just a blog, a main site, and then there's stuff on the main site.
There's like all these links on the front page, which access like 1/10 of the site. And then in the upper left corner, like in the tiniest font, like goddamn Andy Dufresne writing out something on the one scrap of paper he's got. It'll say like blog and the rest of the site options.
If I could, I would say nerd alert out loud with the E's replaced with the numeral 3.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. I hit a deer with your truck.
Stick to that.
Wow.
Stick to that, Will Hill. All right, Nick, thanks for calling in. And have a happy new year. In 2 weeks.
Hey, you guys have a good Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and Festivus and New Year.
We do none of that. All right, later.
Hanukkah passed, but okay.
Bye. Bye.
Isn't that funny? We have no knowledge of the high holidays, and we all suck in our
do you celebrate
respective
Hanukkah?
Entertainment.
You're not really Jewish.
She's not Jewish.
I'm not
She's
Jewish.
Like Puerto Rican or something. Haven't we been over this?
Was it like your dad was Jewish or something?
No.
No, that was her married name. Oh, yeah. Even I remember this. Between
and
the two of us,
he wasn't
kind
Jewish
of,
either. It's just Germanic. It's just Germanic. He wasn't Jewish.
But you're like European Spanish, right? Not the kind that
No,
could...
I'm Mexican.
Hey.
Really?
Yeah.
Why don't we use that to like get ahead on this show?
You did the first week and then you flaked out.
We forgot. God damn.
No recuerdo.
This could
it's
be
too much of a
like...
flake to carry these things, dude.
We could get run on Telemundo.com with you.
I am a,
about
a
una
rich,
vision.
They
a
must
rich
hate
mine
you,
of creative.
They must hate you because you're so white looking.
Don't be the white man's borracho.
No,
if this were the old South, you would be high yaller working inside the plantation.
Yeah, actually, most people got
Orgullo España.
Most people guess I'm Native American before they guess Mexican.
That's like the same thing.
No, it's not.
Yeah, they are.
God, if I had to guess anything.
I mean, because didn't T-Hawk in Street Fighter 3?
He was in Mexico, yeah.
And he was a giant engine.
Fighting for pesos.
So there you go.
Oh, God.
That's
well,
a
it was Street Fighter, so.
No, because isn't the reason, quote-unquote, Latin Americans... I mean, they can look anything. They can look like black.
Oh,
they can look Asian.
Yeah, no. There's crossover and stuff, but I'm Mexican of the Spanish Mexicans.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of Mexicans like half.
Some of them have a lot of related to Native American stuff, but some of them are also crypto Jews. So there you go.
What?
Some
are those
of them
Jew
are also
zombies?
Jewish genes. No, crypto Jews are Jews that. Their family line was Jewish, but because of Inquisition and other persecutions, they started practicing Catholicism or Christianity, rather.
I miss those days.
And
I
then,
thought it was like the cousin of the crypt keeper. It was like,
yeah.
Welcome to Tales of the Crypt.
I actually went to school with that guy's cousin. How's that for 6 degrees of nothing? 6 degrees of I wasted your life by making you listen to that.
That was a decent show from what I remember.
Oh, I goddamn loved it. Are you kidding me? They would air it on Fox at like 1 in the morning with all the TNA chopped out, but it'd still be like chicks in lingerie.
Yeah, what the hell happened to it?
I don't know. You and the rest of the family would be asleep. I'd pound one out when I was like 13 to that.
And what happens if you don't finish by the time the Crypt Keeper comes back on?
Just keep on trucking. Just imagine some blonde wig
drop
on him.
A hot batch on his skull.
Yeah, as you scream, you're like, no, but must end. Yeah. Okay, I got some sound clips.
Well, no, I was going to say, speaking of which, you want to transition to what was on this flash drive?
Oh, God. Okay, we'll do flash drive. I'm not going to deny you flash drive. Flash drive isn't strong enough that I can take it into the new year. Like, we come back and I talk about the flash drive I got a month ago. Okay, one of the two stations I work at, I've mentioned this many times. It used to be a Guy Talk station, 106.7 The Fan, now Sports Talk, which is essentially Guy Talk that black people listen to as well. Or at least that's why CBS jumped to it. It's all dudes there. There's like one newswoman.
She hot.
Liz Drabeck. I think Liz is cute.
But that's like radio cute, so...
No, real world. I think Liz is a decent-looking broad.
From what I remember, like, I thought I saw pictures. There was, like, nothing to write home about. But, of course, on the radio, they're like, oh, you're so hot.
Well, I don't think they don't prattle on like that about Liz either, because they try not to be, like, too multiple migs when she walks in the studio. Yeah. But otherwise, it's all guys working there. So I'm there alone. It's about 10 at night. I'm finishing up one of my shifts on overtime as the bitch in the back. They just call me the beard. That's my name on air. Yeah. That's my name at the station. The Beard.
I never listen to it anymore.
Yeah.
Now that I have SiriusXM.
It's Bill comes back from break, and he's like, it's me, Bill Rowland, with Danny Rouillet, Alan Lamb on the boards, and The Beard in the back. You like that?
Very excellent.
Whenever I walk in, he's like, Beard's here.
Oh, boy.
So Beard is sitting at his desktop from 2002. God forbid we get a goddamn good computer in that station. And there's a flash drive sticking out. And my first thought is, Will could use a flash drive for Christmas. Why not take this? And then I'm like, well, no, I don't want to get fired. And that would be a horrible thing to do. No one deserves to have their S stolen. And these flash drives are like $5. So who cares? So I plug it back in. And up pops the little Windows thing. The automatic, we have new media. Let's explore it. And I'm like... well, God, the lines are dead. I might as well. So I click on search through the files. And, I mean, instantly it's pictures of naked broads.
Okay.
Tons of naked ass. And so I'm like, well, first I could take this because who's going to then go to the station boss and be like, someone stole my hard drive full of pornography.
They'd leave the second part out. Yeah. But they might mention the first part.
Yeah, I would be, because if anyone did that to be an ass, like if someone wrote, you know, missing flash drive, I would write in like, oh.
Full of porn.
Yeah, exactly, full of porn. Or like, well, I only found one flash drive, but it was full of hardcore images of pornography. And so that wouldn't be your flash drive, right? Be like, no, it wasn't. Carry on, young man. Because it would be St. Nicholas's hard drive full of pornography. So I'm searching through, and the relief comes in at 11. And from 11 on, the station, you have to do nothing. You have to hit a button every 15 minutes. So Bill and Danny and everyone who's responsible clears out. And I just shout, I'm like, hey, Jimmy, check out what I found. And we're flipping around.
Who's Jimmy?
Jimmy Mullins, my relief.
Oh.
Jimmy, he presses his button at 11 p.m. We're good to go. And we're flipping through this hard drive. And it's like a guessing game because we're like, well, you work overnights, and a couple other dudes work overnights. And since it's porn, it has to be an overnight guy. Like, no one during the goddamn AM shift is pulling out their dick like a degenerate.
Oh, God,
you
think
sure?
They're actually
you work for a radio
like,
station.
Beating it at work?
Kate, that is true. Will, you're so innocent sometimes, yeah.
Well, then there are no cameras there like there are here?
Oh, there's multiple cameras, and they have stocking caps thrown on them. Every camera has a goddamn, like, balaclava.
It's like dead presidents just coming spray paint over.
Every camera's been taken care of. All kinds of banging and not banging for one takes place in that studio, I guarantee you.
Oh, Lord.
And we're flipping through, and at first it's, like, pretty average stuff. Just naked amateur girls. And then it's a lot of that weird-looking broad from the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Uh-huh.
Noomi Rapace or something. Oh. Just yeah. A weird looking goth chick. And I'm like, okay, you're into that. And then it's like, you know those pop-ups that come up and they sniff out your IP? So it's like, get a hot sex date tonight in Centerville.
Right.
He saved those images.
That's weird.
Like,
that's
does he
desperate.
Think they're actual women? Like,
the pictures, like, keep that number.
I need to memorize these faces in case I run into these hot sex dates in the flesh while walking around Centerville, Virginia. And we keep clicking, and I'm like, who the F can this be? Because it's not really narrowing it down. And then sure enough, we just find, blah, 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 blah's resume.
Oh, wow.
So
that narrows it down.
It's hardcore porn.
Don't keep your porn on the same disc with your resume.
His resume.
I don't know. Imagine if you're sending that to an employer, like you click the file
click the
next
wrong
to it.
Thing. Yeah.
And then we find, okay, once we know who it is, Jimmy, who's more plugged into the station than me, starts filling me in on this guy's background. And he's like, yeah, he just got divorced, man. He had to move out of his house. And I keep flipping through, and then I find, like, Doc, stuff I need to buy. And it's the most heartbreaking, like,
bed,
mattress. And I'm like, he really got kicked out with nothing. Wow. And then the next Doc, Section 8 housing application, which is the poor person housing. And I'm like, the guy's 40-ish, I want to say.
Well, he doesn't have his mom to live with.
Yeah, exactly. We can't all be so lucky, Kate. It was just, if you wanted to send someone 2 gigs of this is what life in radio is, it was this. It was just the weird, degenerate porn and Section 8 housing. That's your fate, kiddo.
Wow.
It was so GD depressing.
Well, that's an uplifting holiday story.
Yeah, exactly. Your Christmas blessing is you're not the owner of that flash drive. Who, God, please don't listen to this show. Christ.
You didn't name him.
I never want to make eye contact
and
with anyone who works
depressing.
There again.
He lives there.
I mean, do you see him there?
Like once in a while. Once in a while. I will be seeing him a lot more often as I work more during the week. And he comes in.
He would never say anything to you. I mean, why would he?
He better not. I didn't, like, kick it under the program director's door or anything. Yeah. I just took the flash drive and put it in his goddamn cubbyhole.
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, what? No.
You should have left it where it
yes,
was.
You had
what?
To leave
you can't
it where
figure
it
out it's in his mailbox? Every other degenerate's going to flip through it and be like, oh, here's the porn.
Yeah, but now he knows someone looked at it, so he might just kill himself.
Yeah.
If he's working,
I don't think any guy wants other dudes to know what they've beat him.
If he's working in radio at this point, someone knowing what
he's suffered every humiliation possible.
Like, you could be buried up to your neck in sand and bukkakied, and it wouldn't be working in radio.
God,
I'm
no,
sure
I can't believe you put it in his mailbox.
Nah, I didn't want everyone going through his porn. And
I mean, I guess that's no, but now he knows for sure somebody did. See,
well,
if he just left it there and he came back the next day, he'd be like,
I'm torn on this, because to your point, yeah, you don't
know
who's going to come in.
He needs a bit of a bad puppy spanking. Like, he needs a bit of his nose in the poop.
I guess you're right. You shouldn't be, like, doing that at work anyway.
I handle that mouse. I touch that board. I don't need your salty sailors all over.
He had it because it had his resume on it, and he was just applying to jobs while he was working.
He doesn't use that other stuff anymore.
Yeah, exactly. He's moved beyond that.
He had a shopping list, and he was going out after his shift.
Oh, man. Well, there you go. There's the final happy story of 2010. I hope you're overjoyed, Will.
Oh, Lord.
I had French toast this morning.
Yeah, no, there's nothing like uplifting we can get in like the last 5 minutes.
No. We got like 2 minutes. But I want to give some thanks, actually, as we wrap up the show. At the start of the year, the Papa's Basement website in January had 1,400 unique visitors. Mm-hmm. And as of this month, I'm going to have over 15,000 uniques that came through the website.
Ooh.
Very unique people.
Yeah. Shut up. In the podcast, you used to get like 10 listens or something. We would kind of keep track of it and make fun of it on the air. And I'm not saying it's the most, but every episode now is good for a couple hundred people listening and things like that. I got tons of people that tweet us all, and they like the thingy on Facebook. They like our profile.
They don't tweet me.
You don't
it's
you
do never
anything
tweet.
With Twitter.
I do.
You gotta tweet before you get tweeted.
I make hilarious observations.
You do. They really got
I don't interact with others. I'm too good for that. You have to treat me like the celebrity I am. But Twitter's a one-way street.
Exactly. So
I just want praise. I want to give nothing in return to you.
Send your at replies to Billy Basil, but just don't expect anything coming the other way.
There you go.
I want to thank everyone who's ever downloaded a podcast, who's ever read the articles, who's ever done anything that, you know, just celebrated my work, shall we say. And that is the most pompous goddamn thing I've ever said. But anyone who's done anything that's... God, I was going to say anyone that's done anything that's come out of me. But that sounds like scat play. Look, thanks for listening to the show. Thank you for tweeting me. Thanks for reading anything. Otherwise, they probably would have thrown in the towel on a lot of things. I wouldn't have piled my brains all over the studio, but it'd be a lot harder doing the show and the website if I knew no one gave a damn. So thanks to thanks to everyone who cares and tries to make me feel appreciated and all that good stuff. And most of all, Will.
Yes.
Kate. If it weren't for you two, I wouldn't have a goddamn show.
That's not true.
No, I'd have bad people in.
You could do you could do multiple voices like the Jimmy Fallon character on SNL. The Man in the Box.
Okay, yeah. That's the most depressing thing that got mentioned on this episode. But Will and Kate, I want to thank you. And Kira, too, to a lesser extent, because she has wild mood swings and lashes out at me half the time. But
well, you don't live up to her expectations.
Join the club.
Because he's not edible.
Horrible bastard.
I'm just kidding.
I want to thank you guys for coming in here every Saturday. No reward. Kate's suddenly reevaluating a lot. But I appreciate the hell out of it.
No Christmas bonuses here.
Yeah. Wait, we're not getting raises?
Hold on. Why isn't Surf Rider playing?
Yeah, where's our inspirational bed music for that talk?
There we go. There's the outro music. So, yeah, there's the serious part.
I want to thank everybody who's coming to Parker's American Bistro in the Woodmont Triangle of Bethesda tonight. Woo!
I'll be nearby, but I won't be there.
That wasn't directed towards you.
I'll be driving right past it on my way home.
Oh, what's going to happen on your way home again?
Oh, no. I hit a deer with your truck.
Okay.
I mean, at this point, it doesn't matter. Was it going to F up my car twice?
You're going to walk outside, there's going to be a whole herd staring you down.
I'll just hit people now.
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter.
You moved on to the most difficult game.
The toothpaste is already out of the tube.
No, no, man's far more easy because they'll just stand there looking at you.
The other thing is,
like,
I hit it and I got the hell out of there. Like, I was glad no one was there to make me call the police or, like,
why would you call the police? It's a deer.
To put it out of its misery.
Oh,
there's
been
a venison side.
But, like, I swear to God, if that was a person I hit, I would have taken the F off.
Well.
Good to know.
And we just keep on plumbing the depths on Papa's Basement. So, folks, this is probably the last one of the year. We might sneak into the studio and do one completely drunk, which we did a couple years ago, and it was a big hit.
Really?
I
don't even remember a couple of years ago. Was I there?
No.
You're
so you
drunk.
Have an excuse. Yeah, you're so messed up, you don't recall it. Will, thank you.
You're welcome.
Kate,
mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Didn't need that cough afterwards.
I'm still sick.
You coughed a-hole under your breath. I caught it. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. Again, we'll be live in the new year every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR. Show archives as well as my writing found at inpapasbasement.com. Find us on Twitter at Papa's Basement. Like us on Facebook at Papa's Basement. Till the new year, we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.